I see.
Blog Talk Radio.
Malik.
I'm here.
Okay. Good evening and welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday evening. I tell you, it's a beautiful fall day, and I just am so thankful for another day to give and praise, but I'm so thankful that you were able to join me this evening, or join us this evening. You know, many of us wear so many hats, and I don't take it lightly that you took time out of your busy schedule to join me, so thank you so very much for joining us tonight. Tonight, we had a question as our topic, and it is, what is that one question that can change your life? Yes, what is that one question that can change your life? But before we jump in, we want to thank all of our sponsors each and every month for sewing into On Fire to Inspire platform. And, excuse me, our sponsors are Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing God in the, Experiencing the blessings of God in the spiritual realm. And I know that, like, with my eyes closed, but I just drew a blank. But I'm experiencing the greatness of God in the spiritual realm. And I'm telling you, her book is a life-changing read. God blessed her son and delivered him from over 15 years of addiction to alcohol. So I'm telling you, it's a life-changing read. It's definitely something you want to pick up and see the glory of God and how God is using him in a mighty, mighty way even today. And that book is available on all of your online platforms, your online bookstores. Then we have Unique Expression by Design, where they specialize in your custom products, whether it is your personal products that you need or your business products. They can take care of your T-shirts, your cups, your mugs, your journals, anything that needs to be customized. Unique Expression by Design with Angelise Washington is there for you. Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. And they have CDs available on CD Baby, Reverb Nation. I'm telling you, this man is a musical genius. He actually created the music for On Fire to Inspire, the actual jingle that you hear before I come before you each week. Then we have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Roz is your one-stop shop for everything concerning your beauty and hair care needs. So she specializes in relaxers, twists, natural hair, quick weaves, lashes, makeup, sew-ins, and lock maintenance, so much more. So if there's anything you need, Roz can take care of you. And she's located at 1501 Highway 138 beside the Golden Crust inside of F&D Beauty in Conyers, Georgia. And finally, we have PrintTower.com, which is your one-stop shop for business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. So thank you so much to each and every sponsor of On Fire to Inspire. We truly, truly bless God for you, and we thank you for believing in us and sowing to us each and every week. Well, guys, we are back with our special, special guest this evening, my mentor, Mr. M.A. Masheed. I tell you, he is... Mr. Rashid is a walking wealth of knowledge. He's very wise, and I tell you, the man knows so very much. He's read over 15,000 books. He's an entrepreneur. He is, I'm telling you, the man of the hour. So we're going to welcome back Mr. M.A. Rashid. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to On Fire to Inspire. How are you this evening?
I am black. Fantastic, Aaliyah. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm here to serve the On Fire to Inspire audience, one of the best audiences, because they are in alignment with your values, which is the things that they want out of life, you know, freedom, to be more blissfully happy, to be able to make independent choices, to be able to have co-create, to tap into their co-creative abilities and to manifest the things that really make contribution to the society, you know, not just in terms of our community, but in terms of the society in general, and ultimately to make mass contribution to the world at large. And when you put a dent in the universe like that, you are truly on fire to inspire. Amen.
Amen. So tonight's topic was, what is that one question that can change your life? And so everybody wants to know, what's that one question, Mr. Rashid? What is one question?
Well, before I get to that one question, you know, I'm going to tease you like a movie trailer, you know? We know one thing, and the thing that I know as a high-performance coach, you know, I work with a lot of high-performance minded people. I teach people how to become successful, not just financially, but in all aspects of their life, in terms of their, you know, their intellectual goals, their relational goals, you know, relationship, in terms of their spiritual alignment, in terms of their social, in terms of maturing emotionally, in terms of their emotional index. Basically, I take people who are where they are, and they know where they want to go. We find out, identify where they want to go, and my job is to help them to cross that abyss. You understand what I'm saying? So once I'm able, right? So once I'm able to do that, at that point, you know, purpose kicks in, and then people want to live more fulfillment-centered lives, not just based on pleasure, but really based on leaving a legacy and things like that. So they come to the best, and that's why they call me the Steph Curry of high performance coaches, because I am world class at what I do. This is not to exalt myself, but it's something that I've always wanted to do. And I said, how can I impact millions of people? How can I impact lives? And when you start doing what you do, and you're one of my students, you can attest, is very intense. My company is called Real Life Renewal. And we put these things out there, I create these modules, and when people get it and I teach them how, then they take control of their life, they're independent, they're in alignment with their most highest self, their most highest expression, which is God himself. And at that point, they can manifest the greatness that they were put on the planet to do. And that might sound like a lot, Aaliyah, but tonight we're gonna talk about how to do that, because we always start by asking a question, and then the question will determine what the answer will be. So that is the ultimate question, and I'm going to pose that question to the On Fire to Inspire audience. But before we do that, we're going to set it up, and we're going to give a few preambles, because I want folks to know that some of the things they think we might talk about before we get to that question are not exactly the things that are actually relevant to their transformation. And I know I'm leaving. So before we begin, you know, Aaliyah, I want to lay the groundwork, and then when I lay the groundwork, we will get to that ultimate question. And I guarantee it's a question that will be mind-boggling, mind-expanding, and if answered, will transform thousands and maybe millions of lives who listen to this broadcast in the future.
So, you know, you said something a moment ago. You said about leaving a legacy, and one of the things I like to say regularly is it's time to stop leaving liabilities and start leaving legacies for our children, for, you know, our grandchildren and, you know, children to come. How do you feel about that statement itself?
Well, how do we have a meaningful life? How do we contribute? We have a meaningful life by I believe, I'm not sure who said it, but our life is determined. I think Jackie Robinson said it. I may be wrong, but I think Jackie Robinson, the first African-American baseball player, said, our lives is not determined by what happens to us, but the impact that we leave on others, right? And when you talk about what you just said, the ability to be able to make contribution, the ability to be able to write something inspirational. I know you're an author, Aaliyah, and when you write books, you're not just writing them from the commercial perspective of just making money, but really to impact lives and future generations. Not to mention you teach kids, so you spread your ideas through your books. This platform right here, On Fire mm-hmm. to Inspire, you know, it's the planting of seeds in soil mm-hmm. that's going to be activated by God's Spirit that will help people to co-create and to manifest their dreams, which is what we were all put here to do. We're all creators. We were all put mm-hmm. here to create. Because right. each and every day, you and I, Aaliyah, we create outcomes all day long. You understand right. what I'm saying? So right. it's a very important thing when we talk about legacy. We're just talking about the things that we create that last longer than our physical, than us being on this physical plane, because those are the things that make that advance civilization, and it keeps mm-hmm. things moving forward and perpetually growing, building, and ultimately achieving human purpose, which is growth and which is building and which is foundational.
Amen. Amen. So true. So, so very true. And one of the things that I also say all the time is this, it's time to stop existing and start living that life that God created for us to live. Because I think so many people get caught up in just living to pay bills and, you know, circumstances and situations arise, and they allow those things to dictate who they are, but they are to become who God calls them to be. And many
well,
times they stand in their own way.
Exactly. Well, how does that happen? How do we do that, Aaliyah? The truly rich know that the creative power of thought, and if you continue to impress your thought, and you think of last week on your show last week, I talked about thinking of things of good report. I believe mm-hmm. Paul talked about that in Philippians. I know your audience is mostly Christian-based, and I'm mm-hmm. not the most religious person in the world in terms of dogma, but I do consider myself a man of God and spiritually aligned. So therefore, when I think about abundance, I think about where God dwelleth within. And I know mm-hmm. the creative power of thought, and I know if you continue to impress that thought in alignment with his word, I know that that prosperity will then impress itself on your subconscious mind, which in turn mm-hmm. will cause the things that you repeatedly think about habitually all day long that ultimately will become manifested in your physical experience. And I'm here to teach your audience and to share with your audience and to educate and empower your audience just how real that is, so that they can start creating the lives that they were purposefully put here to create and live their bliss and live their joy. Because if we're not doing that, then why are we here? We're just existing, but we're not really living. And there's a difference. Amen?
Amen. That is so, so very true. So, so very true.
You understand? So Aaliyah, you ready to get started? Because I'm ready. I'm fired up. I'm on fire to inspire.
Yes, sir. I'm ready when you're ready.
All right. So let's tell, first of all, we want some folks to take some notes, get a pen. You understand? Get a pad. Mm-hmm. Relax. Go and get a glass of lemonade. If you got lemonade. I mean, it's not the summer now. It's fall here in New York City where I'm at, and you're in Atlanta. And so, you know, get your refreshment. I know that tonight on this night, Aaliyah, this is a special show. You know, I'm a sports fan. I know game one of the World Series starts, and the Cleveland is playing the New York Knicks tonight, my New York Knicks. So that's the NBA is starting. But tonight we're going to have our own World Series tonight on mm-hmm. Hour of Power. And we're going to change a lot of serious lives. You know, we're going to change a lot of lives tonight in a serious way. And we're going to have some fun, because if it's not fun, we can have education and we can have fun as well. All right? So before we begin, folks, I want you guys to remember, when I talk about that one question that can change your life, this is something you might have heard from other people, the so-called gurus, you know, some of my colleagues, you know, the Anthony Robbins, the, you know, the Brendan Burchards, the, you know, the M.A. Rashids. call me the black Anthony Robbins, right? But the bottom line is that we might say the same things, but we say it in a uniquely different way. The interpretation is different, and what resonates with you is what you use. It's not about personality. I don't compete with anybody, because when you're a creator, you don't have to compete. You create.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And that's
mm-hmm.
what I teach my clients. That's what I teach the corporations that hire me as a consultant. I was just on the phone with some brilliant entrepreneurs, a gentleman by the name of Carl Joseph, one of the most trusted men in the music business. He runs a company called Mogul Media. They do very well. They called me in for consultancy. Him and his partner, Eddie Raw, they do very, very well. And we were just talking about that. And it's so funny because you talk about business, but it's really about the people who you identify with, who share the same core values with you, which is what makes great business. And those two gentlemen embody that. So we had a good time. And that's why I'm going to get into this, Aaliyah, by talking about identifying your true core identity, which is something we spoke on last week,
mm-hmm.
and understanding how that relates to the ultimate question. And when I pose that ultimate question, your audience will be happy and they'll know exactly what I mean, and there'll be a lot of breakthroughs tonight. I can guarantee that. All right. So before we begin again, I just want to say, don't worry about goals and things like that. It's not a goal workshop. We're not going to do that. But what I want to try to get across to folks and all of your listeners, Aaliyah, thousands all across the country and millions all around the world, is that our brain tries to convince our subconscious mind that goals and target dates and all of that stuff is important. But that's really trivial to our subconscious mind. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying
mm-hmm.
goals are not important. I'm very goal-centered, and I resonate well with success-oriented and goal-inspired people like yourself, Aaliyah, and your audience. But at the end of the day, we're trying to convince our subconscious mind of something that may not really matter to it. What our subconscious mind wants is experiences. You
mm-hmm.
understand? We want the
mm-hmm.
thing. So you don't really want to be rich. What you really want is, you want $1 million. You think you want $1 million, but what you really want is the thing that you think, the experiences that you think only $1 million can bring you. You understand what I'm saying? You know, you don't really want the car. You don't really want the, you know, you think you want the Rolls Royce and the Bentley, and all of those things are great things. I like them too. You understand? But I just understand that it's really the experience of driving in the car. You may want the recognition. You may want it to symbolize an accomplishment. You understand? It's not the car in the abstract. It's not the tin and the steel and the metal. It's not that. You understand? So the trick really, Aaliyah, is what I'm getting to. The trick is to align your brain and your subconscious to keep them in alignment. All right? And when you're able to do that, you understand, when you're able to get to your true core identity of who you really are, and you're authentic
mm-hmm.
with that, and your goals are in alignment with that representation, that's when you have power. That's when you're able to manifest easily and effortlessly. That's when you're
mm-hmm.
able to create the change that you want. And then it just doesn't
mm-hmm.
sound abstract, because you're not searching for anything, because guess what, Aaliyah? It's already there. It's already you. It's already who you
mm-hmm.
are. It's already what you are. So now it's just an extension of you. Does that make sense, Aaliyah?
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I'm very exact. So I'm very happy. So really what we want to understand is experience. Experience
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean that we do not crave things. Yeah, we like things. They give us pleasure. But we really want what we perceive or we attach to those things, and that's the experience.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And once we understand that, we now get into a deeper sense of understanding. You know, we get into a deeper sense of understanding our core identity and who we really are. Because we don't have, there are really no limitations to God. You understand? If we're an extension of God, there's no limitations that we have, right? But you have to be able to communicate that. That has to come from your core identity. You understand? So, yes, so it's the experience, but when we take the experiences and we connect that to what our core identity is and they start to work together, that's the thing that shapes our day-to-day daily life. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the experiences, the identity, our day-to-day experiences that culminates into a life, and then before you know it, that is your life. You perceive it. You attach meaning to that. So we really want to focus on that. We want to focus on understanding it's not the things, it's not the stuff, but it's really our core identity and the experiences that we attach to that, to those things and to that stuff. That's what really gives us fulfillment. All right? And we don't need things in order to do that. We just have to come from a place of authenticity, and we just have to come from a place of understanding who our core identity is and what it represents, and then all these things, quote unquote, shall be added onto us. You understand? And so that's where I'm coming from. That's where I'm coming from. So we're going to get into it, Aaliyah. Like I said, I'm very excited. It is one question that I promise will change people's lives, and we're going to get into that question. And when I get into it, I'm going to break down why it's so important to answer that question honestly. And the moment you answer that question honestly, Aaliyah, the moment your audience answer that question honestly, then at that point they'll be able to move mountains, and we'll be able to give them principles, and we'll be able to give them some tools that can help them if they want to start really applying this stuff seriously. All right? So are you ready, Aaliyah? Are you ready for that one question?
I'm ready for that one question, sir.
You ready for that one question? Okay. Now, here's the question, Aaliyah, that we're going to ask, and we want everybody to grab a pen. All right? And you've heard gurus say this stuff, but I'm going to try to break it down very easy. All right? You know, transformational coaches, behavioral coaches, high-performance coaches, you know, we all say pretty much the same. But again, you have to say it in a way where where the people who are understanding it, your audience can really grasp it in a very visceral way. All right? Mm-hmm. So here's the question, right? If there were no limitations, if there were no limitations, meaning you didn't have any limitations, you didn't have no financial limitations, no health limitations, no physical limitations, right? And you got to use your imagination, folks. You know, let's use our imagination to have some fun, right? If there were no limitations or consequences, right? You didn't have to be scared of something injuring you. What would your perfect average day look like? See how you just said, You understand? See, some of us are so busy running around trying to make ends meet. You know, we got kids. We're watching all of this craziness that goes on in the news. The world seems like it's, you know, going to hell in a handbasket, quote unquote. And a lot of toxic stuff that we don't get the time out to really just stop and turn off the noise, you know, get above the noise, get beyond the noise, I should say. And just ask that one question. And I'm going to repeat that one question. If there were no limitations or consequences, what would your perfect average day look like? All right?
Yes, I
think
got
about,
it.
Think about that. And again, we're shooting for experiences, because see, if you get the cart before the horse, it doesn't work. It's like the scripture says, pit ye first, and all these things shall be added onto you. See, many of us get the cart before the horse. You understand? We talk in God, but we're looking for things. You know what I'm saying? No, you know, seek him first, right? So we want to seek him first. He dwelleth where? He dwelleth within us. That's what it means. That's what it means to go to your true core identity, and then to get congruent with that identity, to be in alignment with it. So anytime you're talking to somebody, like people say, Malik, you're very influential. You are very good at sales. And I'll get into that. And that's actually a compliment, right? Because we're all trying to sell something every day. You and I, Aaliyah, are trying to sell what we are to our subconscious mind. But if we're not conscious of that, we're going to do a poor sales job. You understand? And and to be very honest with you, that's where the confusion and the fragmentation comes by, because we're representing something to the world that we're truly not within. And then that becomes a problem, that becomes a challenge. All right? And I said something about the word sales. Many of you out in the listening audience may have a negative impression of the word sales, but we're all selling something each and every day. You understand? You're selling, you know, you've heard the expression, you sell to your kids the importance of staying in school so that maybe a drug dealer might not sell them on something that they might value more. You know what I mean? You know, you sell yourself on what political candidate to choose. They sell through marketing, right? Now, unfortunately, people might take sales and have a negative connotation of somebody not being genuine, conning them or taking them. But no, we mean sales in a spiritual word, because the word sales comes from the Danish word selgi, which means to serve. So in that case, I could actually say with no disrespect, who was the greatest salesman of them all? Christ. And I don't, obviously, I mean that complimentary, because he was the best servant of them all. So if you ain't selling, you ain't serving. You understand what I'm saying? So therefore, if you are in service to humanity, it is okay to say, yes, I love serving. I love making contribution. I am a salesperson, woman or man. You understand? See, it's not the words that become the problem. It's our interpretation and the meaning that we attach to the words. The same thing with the things. It's not the things that are necessarily the problem. They don't hurt anybody. It's the meaning that we attach to those things. When you think that your car identity revolves around the accumulation of something in order for you to be somebody. No. I'm M.A. Rashid, whether I got $10 in my pocket or whether I got $100 million in my pocket. You understand? It doesn't matter. Now, of course, I would prefer the latter. And you might too. You understand? Because that, you know, more money for me just simply means I can make a greater global impact, because I can finance the projects that are worthwhile to me. I can make greater contribution in my community. I could build institutions. So that's my desire for free enterprise. But that doesn't have to be yours, because we all have different goals and we all have different desires. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. All right? But the bottom line is, I want to get back to that question because I digressed just a little. But if there were no limitations or consequences, what would your perfect average day look like? All right? And let's break that down, Aaliyah. All right? When we say limitations, what are we talking about? We're talking about the things mostly that may be physical challenges. You might have a broken leg or a broken arm. Imagine that you don't. Imagine you're not sick. You understand? Imagine that you're not, quote unquote, living check to check.
Okay.
All right. You don't have any limitations. You can't say that you're a child of God and you have that circumstances limit you, because God transcends circumstances. You, as an extension of the Most High, how can circumstances ever stop a man or woman who is obedient to God?
Right.
You go over the circumstance. How can condition stop you? You go beyond the condition. You understand? And what man or woman, being a child of God and having wisdom, allows any obstacle or stumbling block to stop them? You go over the stumbling block, you go under the stumbling block, you go through the stumbling block, but nothing stops a woman or man of wisdom who is in alignment and obedient to the Most High God. Nothing. So when I say do this imagination of having no limitations, it shouldn't be too hard for folks. And I'm not speaking in the abstract. I'm being very, very real. You can hear it in my voice. You understand? You know, because, you know, we always say keep it real, Aaliyah, but if you don't keep it right, it can't be real. So keep it right and it automatically becomes real. You understand? You like that? All right? And I'm sure, and thank you. Because that's a philosophy of my company, Real Life Renewal. And we believe in that. And while I'm at it, let me give out the number of Real Life Renewal, okay? And you guys can call, not now, but during regular business hours. That's 718-552-2026. 718-552-2026. 2026. You understand, and we can help you and give you these tools, give you these insights and these programs to really transform your life. So I want to thank Real Life Renewal, my fabulous team, and the great people who work with us, from Karen to Arlene to Priscilla to William, who started with me. And I got a real fabulous team, because you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. All right? I may be out in front, but they make things happen. And you, Aaliyah, as one of my students, can attest to how dedicated we are in transformational studies and giving people these tools to change their life. Now, let's get back to what I was saying. Right? When we talk about limitations, there are none. You understand? So the moment you accept that, right, you start not thinking about things that you can't do. You understand? Like if I said, hey, Aaliyah, I need you to raise $1 million in the next 6 months. Malik, I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. Well, don't tell yourself you don't know how. That's not the thing you want to tell your subconscious. The question is, how can I raise $1 million in the next 6 months? Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to go out to this restaurant. I can't afford that. Stop saying that. The question is not you can't afford. The question is, how can I afford? Do you understand? Because when you say you can't, the subconscious and the brain, it shuts down. When you say, how can I, now you open up the question for answers to come to you in the form of people, places, things, ideas, experience, circumstances, radio platforms like On Fire to Inspire. Mm-hmm. You understand? You know, all the things come to you. But when you shut it down, you can't attract those answers. All right? So you always want to be open, but you start with the questions. See, we make statements to ourselves all day long. I'm this, I'm that, I don't like this, I don't like that. We're judging, and we're actually cursing ourselves because we're making declarative statements, usually in the negative. Start asking questions like kids. How can I? Why does that happen? If I were to do that, what would happen? You understand? And this is what it means by, like, acting like children. And that's why children are so wise. But somehow we get caught up in the abyss. We get caught up in, quote-unquote, growing up, and we forget. Mm-hmm. So tonight we're going to ask a question. And that question, again, I'm going to repeat it for the third time. If there were no limitations or consequences, what would your perfect average day look like? All right? So now we already got into the limitations part, right? Mm-hmm. What do we mean by consequences? Meaning stuff that you can get into trouble doing. So you don't, your perfect average day wouldn't mean that you would become a drug dealer, because there's some occupational hazards to that. It doesn't mean you will become an alcoholic and just drink wine and you know, liquor and all that stuff. There are occupational habits to that. You know, that's not purposeful, right? Now, to some people, that might be their perfect average day. But obviously, with this audience, we're not talking like that, because there are consequences to that. See, and self-preservation is the first law of nature. So if you're not preserving self, you're now in violation of law. So that's what I mean by consequences. So when I say, you know, no consequences, I simply mean stuff that you can do every day and never, ever get tired or bored of, and obviously stuff that won't be to your detriment or that will kill you. You know what I mean? Does that make sense, Aaliyah?
It does. It does.
All right. So this is something that you can ask yourself every day. What would my perfect average day look like? What type of experiences would I want to have? And you just sit down and you take that notebook out and you start writing. Because I'll tell you what, this stuff took me about 3, 4, 5 hours to do. But I had to get a clear picture in my mind's eye of what I wanted my perfect day to look like in terms of experiences. Not quote unquote the accumulation of things, but the experiences, the perception that I attached to those experiences. It might have involved accumulating some things, some shiny toys, but it was really the experience of being with your kids, Aaliyah, the experience maybe of playing a new instrument, of learning a new instrument, of writing that book. You understand? what would you do when you wake up in the morning? You understand? What's the first conversation you would have? What would that conversation consist of? With me as God, I'm sure with you as God, Aaliyah, but I don't presuppose that for everybody. What you know, meditation, you understand? So what would that day look like if you started your day? You understand? What would it smell like? What type of bed would you wake up in? You understand? What would be the first words that you echo after God to your spouse? Or to your significant other, right? Really get deep into this, because this is deep. You understand? And the more specific you are, the more you're able to really get beyond and really crystallize it in your mind and feed it to your subconscious, the more and more, I promise you, it will manifest itself in your physical expression, in your objective, quote-unquote, reality. You understand? So you think about that, and when you think about that, didn't I tell you this is going to be good? Didn't I tell you, Aaliyah? So our life is made up, Aaliyah, again, of our day-to-day experiences, and it starts from our individual days. So what we're going to do is we're going to design this day. We're going to design this perfect life. We're going to be like the architect, and we're going to sell it to ourselves. We're going to use our imagination. Then we're going to put it and commit it to paper. All right, and then once it's there, it's going to free up our subconscious mind, because that's going to tell us who we truly are. And when we're in alignment with who we truly are, that understanding and that alignment is going to then shape our daily experiences. Okay, but we always start with the perfect average day. And it doesn't have to mean you won $1 billion. It doesn't mean that you were just the average day. The average day. So when I say the average day too, you got to think about it like this. What, Aaliyah, could you do every day? And this is for your audience too, Aaliyah. What could you guys do every day that you would not get tired of doing and it wouldn't hurt you, you understand, physically or emotionally, but it's something that you can grow and gives you a sense of real fulfillment every day? Think about that. You understand? Because see, if you get sick or you get tired of it, then it's not your perfect average day. See, that's the key point. It's not your perfect average day. It's a peak. You had a great experience, but then you go down, because you know peaks go up and down. So if you really want to scale on a consistent basis, what's the things or experiences that you enjoy that you can do every day? And then we set up our day and our minds like that. That's the starting point. Because if you don't know where you're going, how are you going to get there? If you don't have a blueprint, how are you going to build that building? How are you going to erect that life? And we're so busy that we don't take the time out to give ourselves the gift of this type of transformative exercise. Do you understand? So
yes,
give yourself the gift. You know what they say. Some of us are, you know, 35, 30, 40. I don't know your audience, Aaliyah, demographic, but even, you know, they're 40 or 50 years old. We got about maybe 10,000 to 14,000 more days. If you're 35, if you're 40, 35, it's about 15,000. 40, it's about 12,000, I think, 10,000, if you do the math. Well, if that's the case, then we need to start getting busy. You know, we're just working hard for ends meet. You know, that's not life, you know. Let's imagine the life that we want. Let's put it into our subconscious mind, and if you do this, I guarantee it's going to work. All right? So we start off with spelling out what the first part of our day would look like, you know, and then we can move on to the second part. You know, what would we have for lunch? Who would we eat lunch with? You know, who would we want to spend time with at lunch? Would we be going to the bookstore, Barnes & Noble, one of my favorite places, right? We hang out there. Again, remember, You don't have any limitations. I know folks are thinking, I got to pay bills, man. I can't just have this life for you. See, stop that. That's letting the common collective consciousness get in the way of your sovereign mind, your sovereign subconscious. You can imagine anything you want. So just take the time out to write it down. Commit it to paper. You understand? And think about this. And it should make you feel good, folks. When you're doing this exercise, it should make you feel good. You should have a Kool-Aid smile all across your face. You should feel happy because this is your narrative. Remember what we talked about last week in part one? And I encourage people to go back to part one on the On Fire to Inspire show. We talked about controlling your internal narrative. Well, this is the real actuality of that right now. Because everything that comes from within manifests without. Up, what's from up comes down. What's connected right is connected left. You live in a universe of duality, and everything internally starts off internal and it seeks expression outwardly in the physical plane. Right? That's a law. That's just how it works. So we start off creating through our subconscious, and by feeding our subconscious the thought patterns and the imagery that we need in order for it to take root and to express itself outward. This is the power of being rich. This is the power of your subconscious. You know, the books by Joseph Murphy. You mentioned my voracious appetite for reading, Aaliyah. And that's where these are the masters of this. And they teach you. You understand? So that's for anything you want to learn, you can find in a book.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really want to tune into God's wisdom, if you really want that inner peace, if you really want to know where that exhaustible supply is, it's in that root, you know? It's in that harmony and that peace with your inner being, that God being. And when you put that, when you understand that and you tap into that and you're in true alignment with your core identity,
mm-hmm.
right, then you're not fragmented anymore. And that's the challenge. You understand? That's the challenge. Because our true identity is saying one thing, our subconscious is wanting one thing, but we're busy chasing things and we're busy, you know, trying to be a representative of what others think, of what others are trying to tell us we should be instead of who we truly are. You understand? Now, I'll give you an example, Aaliyah, right? I'll give you an example, and I'll give the audience an example, right? You may think that you want to be a mogul, and there's nothing wrong with that. I used to think that. I want to be a tycoon. I want to be wealthy. I want to have this. I want to have all this power, right? And in and of itself, that's fine. You understand? But what if your real desire is just to have freedom, just to have nobody telling you what to do? See, so you think, okay, in your conscious mind, you say, well, if I'm a boss, nobody's going to tell me what to do. So really it's not that you have to be a boss in status. You just don't want anybody telling you what to do. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you could control your time, all right, so you're saying, damn, I got to get rich, I got to get rich, I got to get rich. Really, it's not you wanting the accumulation of money. You just want to be able not to be interrupted because you got to pay bills and you got to do all of these things to make ends meet that now you don't have time for yourself and you can't really enjoy, and you don't have time to smell the roses. So you want the resources, you think, but really what you really want, what your core identity is asking for, is for you to be free. You understand what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with things. It has nothing to do with stuff. It has everything to do with answering this question. You understand? So now you attach your values to that question. Now, what are your values? What do you value, Aaliyah? What does your audience value? I think your audience values freedom. I think they value creative expression. I think they value spending time with their spouse and their significant other, taking their kids places, you know, cultural places, not having maybe having a financial wall around them that nothing can penetrate. If they have a business, having real cool clients like I do. I imagine all that. I wrote it down, what type of clients I want. See, all of that is in my average day. See, my average day, I'm living my average perfect day every day. So when people say, hey, how's Christmas, Malik? I'm like, I don't know what y'all talking about. Every day is Christmas for me. Because I created it that way. And now I'm just living my creation. It's like Van Gogh. First, Van Gogh said, first I paint my painting in my mind, and then I paint my painting, the one that was in my mind. You understand? So everything is created twice. First it's created in your subconscious mind, and then it's created in the physical realm from that. Right? So you think about it. My day consists of the things that I'm doing right now. I want to have one impacting platform or be on one impacting platform like Fire to Inspire every day. I want to spread a message that teaches people how to get in touch with their core true identity from what they want, not from what others tell them they should want. You understand? No imposing. I want people to free themselves from indoctrination and quote-unquote dogmas. Mm-hmm. And I want to inspire people to understand that they can create, they can be, they can do, they can have, they can experience, they can attract anything that they want. Once they have that true identity, once they're in alignment with that identity, then all we have to do is just decide what it is that we want to do and simply step into that expression. And you can have whatever you want. I've done it. All of my friends do it. All of my students that I teach, they do it. And it's easy. And would you want to learn how to do that? How priceless would that be? How priceless would it be to have that control, to have sovereignty, to not be a victim or be reactionary to all the things that are happening in this society? You understand? The news and the negative stuff. You understand? No.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what really being of this world. People say, you know, I was born into this world. Christ said I was born in this world, but I'm not of this world. Mm-hmm. What world are you talking about? Talking about that divine world. And you can create that. You can co-create that. You have power over your thoughts. You have power over your mind. That's where the real abundance is. And if you discover the wisdom within and you tap into it, you'll play that melody with God. Do you understand? And it's all good. That's what leads to real victory. That's what leads to real triumph. That's what leads to real glory, real joy. And it also leads to financial success as well, because you're even selling things from an authentic place. You understand? Hey, I can help you because I know what your values are. And that's the key with anybody. You want to develop a rapport with anybody, find out what their values are. And once you understand what their values are, stay in alignment with them, especially if they're in alignment with yours. I know what is easy to do to show because I know the values of the Fire to Inspire audience because they're in alignment with my own. We share common core values in terms of our identity. If not, I wouldn't do the show. I love you to death, Aaliyah, but I wouldn't do the show. I don't do everybody's show. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because the bottom line is that we want the same things. We want freedom. We want to be able to praise God. We want to manifest His glory. We want to be able to contribute. We want to be able to leave legacy. We want joyful experiences. We don't want to be stressed out. We want to be able to be, we want to expand our being. We want purposeful living, fulfillment by writing the book, obtaining the degree. You understand? Creating the songs, writing the sermons, you know, building that institution, creating that multi-million-dollar business that's an asset to the community instead of taking from the community. And make no mistake about it, when I talk about things in business, you know I'm an entrepreneurial advocate, Aaliyah. So therefore, I'm not talking about anything bad with free enterprise, because I truly believe the more enterprising you are, the freer you will be. Right? So it's not about, it's not a question of that. I'm just talking about creating and building and manifesting from a place of knowing your true core identity by understanding who you are and the daily experiences every day of your life that you live based on what your perfect average day would be like. So that's the first question. You got to ask that question, because if you don't ask that question, you can't write it down. And you can't write it down and then visualize it and meditate on it, then you're just running. You know, you're just like that boat that's running. It doesn't have any grounding. It's like a oar, you know. It's just wobbling in the sea. There's no anchor. This is your anchor question. And when you answer, when you put down that anchor question, you understand? Again, what would you have? What would your day be like? What if there were no limitations or consequences? What would your perfect average day look like? And then you could really look into that and really envision that and not think that it's hokey pokey and it's, you know, just this, you know, just believe stuff and just, you know, and just this positive thinking stuff. But you really believe that, and you really ask yourself the questions, and you really say, I can have this day. I believe that I'm entitled to this. You do it. And I'll give you an example, Aaliyah, one more time. My average day, I like to read. I like books. I like massages. You understand what I'm saying? So therefore, I might get a massage every day, right, so I could do that. I like writing, I like communicating, I like doing business deals. I love my business colleagues. I love my clients. I love serving my customers because I genuinely care about helping them to create success and to make tons of money if that's what they want, and to get their products and their services and their experiences out there to impact the marketplace. I love doing that. You understand? I love my partners. I love Carl. I love Dez. I love all my strategic partners, Benjamin. You understand? Ben Soto. I love all of these guys. You understand? I love you, Aaliyah. I love collaborating with you on creative ideas. I love Heather. You know, Heather. I love Arlene. I love Karen. I love Priscilla. I love William McNeil. I love all of these people. You understand? Because these are the people that I collaborate with, and I love using my administrative talents to help my clients to succeed and to be successful and to help my students grow and to really, really build a legacy. That brings me a lot of joy. So that's part of my perfect average day. I could do that forever. I might love to exercise. I like doing deep breathing exercises every day. I love drinking green juices every day. See, when I say that perfect average day, it's got to be something, Aaliyah, that you got that. If somebody put a quote unquote, if somebody said, this is all you can do, gun to your head, you can't do anything else. You can only do this every day. It can't become boring, and it can't become mundane, and it can't become monotonous. And then you can be able to put those things in there where you know you would never get tired of it or sick of it. Guess what, Aaliyah? You've achieved your perfect average day. And that's how it starts. All right? And that's basically it. That's the key. Now, if you want to know how to apply those tools, once you get that blueprint down and you need a vehicle to get you there, then you give us a call at Real Life Renewal and we'll show you how. You understand? Because once you get to that point of clarity and self-clarity with who you are and you're living from that true place, then you will start attracting people, places, things, circumstances, situations, and experiences in your life. But you have to take the time out, people, and I'm imploring you to take the time out to answer that question. And when you answer that question, ask any guru, I don't care who it is, Ayala, Les Brown, you know, I humbly say, you know, it could be me, it could be Aaliyah, it could be Brendan, it could be anybody, you know, it could be anybody who is in the transformational coach. One of your listeners reached out to me, Aaliyah, Coach Gigi, I believe her name is, right? And I could tell by some of the stuff she was promoting, she does excellent work. So shout out to her. But she'll tell you the same thing. It starts with self-clarity. And you got to imagine this stuff, and you have to sell it to your subconscious mind. And you have to believe it. And if you, and I don't mean believe it, I mean commit to it. And then you start only doing those experiences. And then the experiences themselves, not the things, not the stuff, will lead to you, if that's what your desires are, to acquire the things and the stuff and the people. But you got to be clear. All right? You got to be clear. And make sure that your values are represented when you imagine those things. Like I said, it may not be money that you want, but you may want freedom. And you think only free, money, only freedom, only you can only get the freedom if you have the money. That's not necessarily true. It plays a big part, but that's not all it is. You want the feeling. You understand? You want the beautiful girl or you want the handsome guy because of the feeling that it gives to you. You understand? You want to eat certain cuisine because you want the experience of that restaurant. So therefore, you might decide, I want to go into business and open up a restaurant. You want the feeling of accomplishment when you get your degree or you graduate from school. You'll want the feeling. It's not the quote-unquote piece of paper, but the feeling you perceive that having that degree, having that sense of accomplishment, where it's going to take you in the future. Is it taking you more towards your goal, or is it taking you farther away from your goal? That's the only thing you got to know. Whenever you have an experience, is it taking you where you want to go in terms of your perfect average day, or is it taking you farther apart? Or is it taking you backwards? When you really get that and you really have fun in understanding that, then you have no choice but to live your truth. And that's what it's all about, living your core identity, living your core truth, representing yourself to the world from your core identity, representing yourself to the world from your core truth. When you can do that, you don't have to worry about being anything. Because now you're in alignment with who you really are. There's no fragmentation. And now you have power. You have power. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're not a victim. You're not a victim. You're not reacting to things anymore. In fact, in fact, people react to you. So if you really want to talk about bossing, that's a big word in this culture. You know, in pop culture, people talk about being a boss. Being a boss is not about status per se, as much as it is about you being able to influence the world through your core true identity without any deception and being fully transparent. You understand? And when you can do that, you are a boss, right? I'm talking to Aaliyah. Aaliyah's a boss, right? Everybody can be their own bosses. You understand? But let's start by writing that out, Aaliyah. Let's start by writing out that one question again. And Aaliyah, you know the question. I'm sure you probably was writing it down. That's why you were so quiet, right?
Yes, so, I was putting it in the chat.
There you go. If there were no limitations or consequences, what would your perfect average day look like? And again, I want to be clear, in terms of your experiences, what would you eat? Who would you eat with? What is your spouse? What type of conversations would you and your spouse have? Would you talk about the kids? Where would you want to take the kids? What would you do in the afternoon? What would you do in the evening, just before you get ready to go to bed? What type of conversations would you have with yourself? Would you get into any meditation? You understand? What plans would you make for your new company or your new business or that new job that you're looking for? Let's say you're looking for a promotion, you know, your career advancement. How would you strategize? What would it feel like to have that job? And you could imagine some things. You could even imagine that new house that you want or that, you know, I'm not saying those things are off base, but I'm saying think of the experience and how good it makes you feel so you can vibrate on that level. You understand? because then that becomes your core identity. That's who you are. You stepped into your true self. And when you step into your true self and you're in alignment and you're clear about the values that support that new self, I love freedom. I love joy. I love contribution to others. I like making a significant impact. I love being a positive influence on building legacy. I love talking to the children. I love educating and inspiring the educating the children and inspiring the adults. When you can do that and you're clear on that in that perfect average day, then how can you not, how can each day not be loving, blissful, and you just can't wake up in the morning? You just can't wait to wake up in the morning.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
All right. And that's it. So that's the question, Aaliyah. That's the question. So, Aaliyah, I hope that I've contributed to your audience tonight. I hope everybody in the sound of my listening voice and your airwaves, they get to hear and they write that question down and they take a couple of hours to really jot it down and get real nuancy with it, folks. You know, I'm talking about your meal, what it would look like, what you would eat for breakfast, lunch, dinner. And remember, too, see, this is the key. If I said that's all you can have, you can't do anything else because this is your average day. No peaks, no lows, average. But make sure it's what you want to do and the things that give you utter fulfillment. I don't care if it's watching the sunset on the beach. I don't care if it's just relaxing, sleeping for a couple hours. I don't care if it's making money on the internet where all of your customers are just cool. You don't have no headaches. There are no obnoxious conversations with anybody. Just write it all out. Have fun. Express it. Be like a kid. Don't put any limitations on yourself because that was the key with the question. I said, right. If there were no, if means the conditional. So if there were no limitations or consequences, what would your perfect average day look like? Question mark. And then just document that day. Become the author of your perfect average day. And then days lead to what, Aaliyah? Days lead to weeks. Weeks lead to months. Months lead to years. And before you know it, you have an amazing, unbelievable, impacting life. And you're sharing that with others, and they're doing the same. And now you're not just making contribution to your community on a local level, but your impact on the society in general, and you're creating mass contribution for the world on a macro level as well. And I think that's a life that's well lived, right? But let's get started right now.
Exactly.
Okay?
All right. Well, we truly, truly appreciate you sharing this wisdom with us. Many times people forget to dream again, and you know it's time to start, you know, imagining, take the limits off of your mind and just start imagining and live it out. It's time to live it out and not just imagine it, but you know, start producing and allowing it to manifest. So thank you so much for helping us start creating that mental picture of what we want our life to look like.
Aaliyah, that's what it's all about. And anybody who needs help, they can write in, Aaliyah. Real Life Renewal Network at Gmail. Real Life Renewal Network at Gmail. That's four words. Real Life Renewal Network at gmail.com. Email us. We'll be more than happy to hear from you. Mention the show. If you need to contact us, our phone number again is 718-552-2026. That's 718-552-2026, and we'll help you with that, and also and give you the vehicles that you need to start manifesting these things easily and effortlessly. And it's a beautiful thing. Aaliyah, I thank you so much. I so enjoyed it. It was your birthday last week. Today felt like another birthday. Every day is a birthday for you, Aaliyah, right? And I'm really grateful and appreciative that you had me on back to back. You know, it was just a joy to serve your audience. I really do care about their advancement and hopefully made a contribution, which I'm sure will be impacting not just for today but beyond. And they can listen to this every day, all the time. Call us, contact you. I'm available. I'm accessible. But, Aaliyah, this has really been a lot of fun, and I really thank you, and I compliment you on your work as you continue to impact lives, soon to be millions of lives, with your show and your platform On Fire to Inspire.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule and joining us, because we know you are a very busy man, and we thank you so much. We appreciate it.
God bless you.
Okay. Thank you so much. God bless you. Guys, we've had a great, great show. I hope you had your notebook ready, and because it's time for us to start living out. You know, I tell you all the time, it's time for us to stop existing and start living the life that God created for us to live. So it's time for us to start living out this life that He's created for us. This life has to become our reality, and it starts with the shifting of the mind. You know, the Bible says that we are to renew our mind, and so in order to renew our mind, we got to start thinking on those great things, these good things, and stop allowing things, situations, and circumstances to dictate even our thoughts. So it's time to transform your mind into the things that, you know, you desire and what you want God to do for you, not just for things, but to live a life that you are pleased to wake up every morning with the joy and the peace of God each and every day. That's living. That's not existing. That's living. It's not about money. It's not about things. But when you're living a life that you enjoy living, you just, it's words can never really put an amount of money on that. I got some great, great news for you. We are going to have an On Fire to Inspire celebration. Yes, we are. We will be 2 years on the air as of December 9th. And we are 1 year on our own network, praise God. And we're going to be having that event at the Microsoft Store at Lenox Mall. That is going to be on November 19th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. So mark your calendars. Guys, you need to pre-order your T-shirts and your books so that they can already be there for you. And I just sign them, because they're going to limit the things that we can do inside of the location. But I want you to go ahead and pre-order your books, your T-shirt. I want you to wear your On Fire to Inspire T-shirt. So ladies, get your bling T-shirt orders in, onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. That's spelled out, onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. If this platform has been a blessing to you as I bring different people on who living out the life, living out their purpose, living out the life and the dream that God has had called for them to live, and they're pouring into you each and every week. Well, it's time for you to do the same. So go ahead and pre-order your T-shirts and your books. You have On Fire to Inspire the book, the audio CD. It's available on ebook, on Kindle, and Amazon. And then we have the children's book for your children, where, like Emma Rasheed just said, that one of my taglines is, I am a purpose midwife, and I don't birth babies, I birth purpose, but I do educate your babies and help push you into your purpose and your passion as the adult. So with my children's book, A Learning Book Just For Me, is available on ebook as well as an actual paperback. And it comes with a music CD if you order it through a physical copy at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. Otherwise, you can get the ebook on Kindle and Amazon as well. And it teaches your children foundational English and Spanish with a music CD. And then you have the Book of Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. That one is available as an ebook. So when you're seeing things daily, and that's right there putting that in your mind, because you got to be careful what you feed your spirit man. You got to feed those things. You know, what you put in is what you get out. So you put garbage in, guess what you're going to produce? You're going to produce garbage. But if you're putting in the good things, so Prayers, Affirmations, Declarations is a compilation of prayers that God had me praying for people and things of that nature, affirmations that He gave me, you know, declaring a victory over your day, because you are victorious, you are successful, you just got to believe it, you got to believe in yourself, because I believe in you. Now I need you to believe in you, and I need you to sow into me. So it's time for you to order those t-shirts. It's time for you to order those books. Pre-order them. Email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com so that we can go ahead and get yours there on the day of that event. Again, that is at the Microsoft Store at Lenox Mall here in Atlanta. The address is 3393 Peachtree Road Northeast, Suite 3007A. In Atlanta. And again, that is November 9th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. We're going to have a great time, light refreshments. You'll be able to get your books autographed. So if you get them pre-ordered, I'll be able to autograph them on them that day. We'll be able to take pictures. You'll hear some pieces from the book. Just having a great, great time, just celebrating life, celebrating God, and celebrating everything that he's placed on the inside of you and placed on the inside of me. I'm excited about all the testimonies that I'm getting, that people are moving forth in the things that God has called them to. I'm excited and I'm elated. Continue to share your testimonies with me via email, text, chats on Facebook, Instagram. Just tell me about it, because I'm celebrating with you, because it's all about the joy of the Lord producing what he's called you to do. Again, I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I look forward to those of you who are in the Atlanta area or traveling on November 19th. I'd love to see you at the Microsoft Store at Lenox Mall at 3393 Peachtree Road, Northeast. And also, for those of you who want to be a sponsor, thank you so much to all of our sponsors each and every month. That's Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Great, great read. Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. You can get his CDs on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Also, Angelise Washington with Unique Expressions by Design, where you can get all your personal and business customized products. She's there for you. All of these people are on Facebook, Instagram. And then Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. I tell you, Roz is keeping me beautiful. I tell you, as we go into all of these different forums and platforms that God is calling me to, that woman is just, I'm telling you, amazing. She does my lashes, my makeup, my hair. I tell you, I call her the confidence builder. So, y'all look up Roz Hair and Beauty Bar and go ahead and make your appointment. And then finally, Print Tara, PrintTara.com. They will take care of any of your business cards, banners, things of that nature. They are there for you. So thank you so much to each and every sponsor each and every week. Each and every week and each and every month, you're sowing into fertile ground. And I thank God and pray God's blessings upon your business for being fruitfully sowing into this fruitful ground. And then finally, if you want to be a sponsor, we have extended, and we're going to continue to extend until God says differently. We're going to do the sponsorship package. If you want to be a sponsor, you'll have a month long of your business being advertised through the announcement each and every week, as well as placing it on Facebook and the other social media outlets. Again, it's only $25 for the entire month. And again, we're extended until God says differently, because it's not about the money, but it's about the exposure and getting you guys into where God has called you to be. Well, I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. On fire to inspire you to live the life that God has created you to live. It's time to stop existing and start living. I love you. I'll see you guys next week. And same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 929-477-2178. Christian World Radio Network. You can download that free app and listen to gospel 24 hours a day. And I'm telling you, you'll be blessed. But they play us live there as well, and we'll listen to throughout the nationally here in the United States, also internationally in Africa and Europe. So I praise God for that open door and the partnership with our sister station at Christian World Radio Network. So guys, download that free app so that you can listen and support that network. I love you guys. I'll talk to you next week. Have a great, great night.